Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, this is Miles.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm just inhaling some of that Scotty dust that's in the atmosphere.
Scotty dust.
They shot up Scotty in a rocket ship over the weekend, and the thing exploded or something. I think I'm breathing his dust.
Did it really?
No, it didn't blow up.
Oh, I thought maybe you read something I didn't read. I'm like, I heard he was in space.
No, I just... I had to clear my throat. I need a good excuse. So. This is Miles.
Scotty dust. I'm like, what? Hey, your best buddy in the world, Jack Valente, died.
I saw that. Yeah.
A while ago there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack Valente. I mean, yeah. He just barely retired. I mean, like, retired and died.
I didn't realize he had retired, but...
No, I'm pretty sure he retired and he just died.
Oh, I see.
That's a weird one.
Yeah, wow. And, yeah, a lot of people dying.
Yeah. That's the way it goes, I guess.
Don Ho.
Don Ho died, yes.
No.
Tardy Bubble.
The eulogy was given by his brother, Ass. So.
Oh, God. You're horrible. It's like, I'd like to thank you all for coming to see my brother Don.
My name's Ass.
Asshole.
His daughters are here, the whole bitches.
What was his daughter's names?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe he had more there.
No.
Ima and you're a...
No.
It's Ima Ho and you're a Ho.
No, actually, I stole that from a Chicago DJ.
Oh, great.
I know.
Yeah, you're such
I'm
a,
an ass. Just, I'm
you're
an
a fucking
ass.
Hack.
I know. I steal. At least I admitted it. I stole
you're
it.
You're like Carlos Mencia. All over the internet, you know. You read about that?
No.
You haven't read about that?
No. What's that about?
Well...
See ya?
Yeah, Joe Rogan. It was a big video on the internet here a couple weeks ago, probably about a month or so ago. Confronted him at a comedy club because he stole people's bits.
No.
And then now more and more as the weeks go on, people are putting up videos of like the original comic and then the Mencia version. He stole from Bill Cosby.
How could you steal from Cosby, man? I mean, everyone knows Cosby's bits.
I know, and then you go online. I don't know. I'll have to find some links. But you go online, you have two YouTube videos, one from Cosby and one from the Mencia thing, and you listen to them, and it's like they're damn close.
Hey, man, you ever think, like, what are you going to feed kids, and there's only chocolate cake and stuff?
Yeah. So, that's what you are, man. You're like Carlos Mencia.
Hey, at least I admitted it, man. At least I admitted it.
Well, that's true. He hasn't admitted it yet. So.
Yeah.
I guess you're not like him. You're even worse because you admit it.
I admitted it, so my apologies.
All right. Well, whatever. Well, the I'm a year thing, I've heard that somewhere. But.
Yeah.
We're all going to fess up here.
Yeah.
Anyway. So. I talked recently about traveling, and I was traveling and in the hotel, you know.
Right.
And I watch a lot of TV in the hotel. I don't know about you, but I do.
I'm thinking what you're watching. But go ahead.
Right. Well, no, I'm not watching Spanked Revision, if that's what you're going to say.
Because you have some very unusual viewing habits, so...
What do you mean by that? What the hell, you know, kind of statement is that?
You get into, like, BBC Hour.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant, like, I was some kind of perv or something.
No, I would never accuse you of being that. No, of course not.
Like you or something.
Yeah. No, well, that's different.
So, no, I'm there, and, like, I flip through the channels because I don't know where all the channels are, right? So I got to figure out what's what.
Yeah.
There's usually some channel guide somewhere, but, you know... I'm not messing with that. I just flip through the channels, figure it out, right? So I'm flipping through the channels.
Hey, and, have you ever tried to watch scrambled porn before?
I have, but that was like when I was about 12 or 14 or something like that.
Okay.
Since then, I really haven't watched it.
Okay, go ahead.
To be honest with you.
Okay, go ahead.
Doesn't hold my interest anymore, the scrambled part, you know.
Right.
So, I'm flipping through the channels, and they have a channel that it tells you what's on the pay-per-view.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, this where I was staying at, I don't think they had porn, to be honest with you. They were talking about, like, the new movies that were out on pay-per-view.
Right.
And they had a little show that they put together called The Real Deal.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Real Deal.
Well, and I actually, I'll put a clip on YouTube so you can watch a piece of The Real Deal after I tell you about it. You can see if I'm, you know, what I'm saying here.
Yeah.
So I'll put a link somewhere, but, it was, two women on a couch.
Right.
Talking about movies. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about the new James Bond movie, Casino
okay.
Royale.
Right.
And one of these women is kind of she's probably in her 30s, a nice-looking young lady, right?
Melissa Rivers.
No, not Melissa Rivers. I'm trying to think of who she looks like, but she looks kind of like a,
Don't say Jennifer Love Hewitt, because, man, I will just go crazy.
No, she's not Jennifer Love Hewitt, no. I'm trying to think, who's that chick? Who's the chick that Jack Nicholson dated for a while that was younger? I can't remember her name now. Anyway. Dark hair, you know.
Laura Flynn Boyle?
Yes, look kind of like Laura Flynn Boyle. Just a little bit.
Oh, nice. Very
not like totally like her, but I'm just saying, if I had to think of somebody that compared it to her.
Okay.
Now everybody's going to say, this looks like fucking Laura Flynn Boyle. You're fucking high. Anyway. So, Laura Flynn Boyle. And the other woman looked like a total fucking pig. With David Coverdale's hair from Whitesnake stuck on a pig is basically what it looked like. If anybody remembers David Coverdale from Whitesnake.
Is she the Duff of the group?
She's the what?
The Duff, the designated ugly fat friend.
Oh, she is. I've never heard that before. Thanks for telling me that.
I stole that too.
I'll have to remember that. It's kind of like MILF, and they got Duff. All right.
Yeah, there's Duff.
Yeah, you evidently probably have a like a nameplate that says that, so you can go along with people. Like, but that's just.
Well, I just had to explain to Desiree today, what a cougar was, because I think she's turned into a cougar. So.
Oh, she's a cougar?
I think so. But go ahead.
So, and I just could not believe, because this woman goes on and on about Daniel Craig. Oh, I had to rewind and fast forward that part where he comes out of the ocean with his swimsuit on. Oh, but see, it's not even the good-looking chick saying this. It's the fat, ugly chick.
Oh, yeah. Her fantasies.
Oh, and I'm just like, you know, all I heard was oink, oink, squeal, squeal. You know what I mean? It was like fucking Arnold Ziffel doing a movie review. If you don't know who Arnold Ziffel is, look it up.
I will know who the hell. Yeah, look that up. You go to Webpedia or something.
Yeah, go to Google and look up Arnold Ziffel.
I know it's going to know who the hell that is. It was Babe.
Yeah, it was Babe.
Not a babe, but just babe.
It was, yeah. La, 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 la.
He comes out of the surf. Let me tell you something. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, people.
And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, and the thing was, they repeated this thing over and over. That's why I got a little clip of it. And so I'm thinking, who? This lady must own the channel or the cable company or something, because who in their right mind would pick this lady to go with this other lady and talk about movies, you know what I mean?
Hi, I'm Crystal Heights, and this is my friend Duff.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Hello, everybody.
This is like the, you know.
I'm guessing she's smoking.
Hi.
No, she wasn't smoking. She was all peppy and crazy, and it was like, whoa.
It was Harvey Firestein.
Yeah, it was Harvey Firestein with a wig on.
Hello,
know?
Everybody. Oh. How you doing? David Coverdale, let me borrow his hair. He's gorgeous. He's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Oh, my gosh.
So it was shocking. So, like, the ugly little girl was doing all the talking. Like,
mostly, yes. So that's all I can remember at that point. So.
Oop, I better zip up. I'm getting turned off now. Zip this up.
Wah, 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 wah.
Hand over to the left so at least you can see the hot chick, man, for God's sake.
Well, no, I think it was just a one shot with the two of them all together. It was really cheap, you know.
I see the motel owner's like, damn, we're losing money on these damn in-room movies, man. What the hell?
Nobody likes my wife on the real deal.
I want you to watch this movie. It's perfect.
It's my wife.
Ass.
I sent my wife in the barnyard animal talking about movies. But it was just, we'll have the link to the video, and it'll be like, oh my God, they were trying to sell movies with this.
I couldn't pleasure myself in the channel because it'd be like having bestiality.
Yeah, you got me, man. I was like, ooh. I expected, a milk commercial or something, Elsie the cow or something.
Oh, this is gross.
You know, Elmer's glue, yeah. Whatever, you know.
She had like a lot of bad tattoos and stuff.
No, it was almost looked like a throwback or something. If the movie wasn't so current, I would think this was shot in the 80s or something. Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
It wasn't dubbed in as far as I can tell. So yeah, that was an eye opener. That was probably the first time I've ever, thought these people don't believe, they shouldn't be on television, really. I mean, it's like putting, you on television. Unless you're like recanting a story of your neighbor being a serial killer or, seeing a tornado.
Yeah, I was gonna say a tornado, yeah.
Or
I would have no business on camera, basically. Yeah,
I mean, that's myself included in that. But I'm just saying that's the kind, just pulled this lady out of the, Weight Watchers program and stuck her on here or something. I don't know.
I am in Whale Watchers. How you doing?
I'm lost 27 pounds.
I'm on the Fat Kins diet.
And she just, it was just weird. And she was so into it, though, which made it even more sad. But the thing was, I watched it twice, so go figure.
I had to finish. I mean, what the hell?
I watched it once. I couldn't believe it. And then I found my little camera that I carry around with me, and I recorded it the second time. So
if I could only TiVo this, the hot chick.
now it's a projection. I would say.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
So, what's going on with you? Oh.
Oh man.
You cut out for a second.
I don't know. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. We're cutting
there.
Out a little
You're
bit.
There.
Go ahead.
Man, so I went to like this camp out thing,
Camping out.
Last time I spoke, I went to Everything's a Dollar. I was getting all the
ready for the camp out and stuff.
Oh, you're getting ready for the camp out.
Yeah. Okay. It's like an overnighter in the middle of the woods. And
uh-huh.
No one tells me that it's tick central, right?
Yeah, it's lots of ticks, huh?
So my wife stayed home. She wasn't feeling good, so it was just
not like Tourette's
kids.
Or anything, was it?
No. Oh. So I've grossed up my wife because I was sitting by her tonight watching TV, and now she's finding ticks on her.
Seriously?
She's like, ew, Miles, ew.
You had ticks on you that like crawled
yes.
off of you?
Yes, yes, yes.
Did you wear dark clothing while you were at camping?
I was wearing some today, yes.
Yeah.
And I was like a buffet to these little bastards, man. I tell you what. Go for the fat guy. Jeez. Man.
So, how many ticks did you find?
Several.
Didn't you jump in the shower at all?
Yes, I did, but I was in the woods quite a bit, so I was.
Don't you scrub or?
Sometimes. Well, some areas, yes, I do. Yes. The tingling naughty parts.
Yeah, I was going to say. Son, when you take a shower, you don't just polish your knob.
What's the point?
you take care of your other regions as well. That's the whole idea of the shower, see?
No, it's helping people look for morel mushrooms, man. And it's like,
now, all I can think of is like that beginning part in American Beauty with Kevin Spacey in the shower. That's what I think you do constantly. I think you were walking through the woods opening your fly saying, I found another mushroom.
Naked.
Found another mushroom over here.
I was doing it nude.
Just popped right out.
There's mushroom hunting in the nude.
Hey, girls, there's mushrooms over here.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm like a buffet, man. I'm like, jeez.
So we're looking for them circumcised or uncircumcised mushrooms. Tell me.
Yeah, I guess.
Right? So did you find any or what?
I did. I'm going to post it. The one I found, it was the biggest
one. Oh, was it a huge one?
The biggest one there.
So did you guys have fun? Yeah. I've actually hunted for mushrooms quite a bit.
I've never done that before.
You've never done that?
No.
We were early this year, so we won't. But in the past, though, we've found a few.
Because, see, I don't eat them, though. See, I don't like mushrooms. So
yeah, I don't eat them either. So.
It has no appeal to me to do this, but, you know, I thought I'd be a nice guy, you know,
we're walking around. What the hell?
I figure with all that cheap hot dogs I bought, I owe them something. They're probably all going to have diarrhea or something. diarrhea!
They're trying to coax you out because, you know, you're a great target for ticks. We'll get him out there, but he'll get all the ticks.
They go for the fat guys first.
That's right. He looks so much like a really large tick because he's so bloated.
Mama!
So that's why the ticks will come get you. So you found some mushrooms. You're going to post a picture of it?
I will, yes.
Oh, good. Fantastic.
I'm going to post that. It's a nice picture this time. It's not the picture of the dead fish I had a couple weeks ago.
That wasn't a very good picture, I would
that
say.
That sucked. That wasn't very good. That wasn't very good.
But, mushrooms, wow. Somehow I think this is going to be, you know, you're going to have like Kwai Jung Jin or whatever, Kwai Gung, what?
Qui-Gon Jinn?
Qui-Gon Jinn, like, laying down with a mushroom, like, looking this giant penis or something.
No, there's no cookie having it coming out of someone's pants.
You'll have, you know, like, all your little Star Wars characters with various sized mushrooms coming off their crotches or something.
This is big. This is a nice big one I found.
That's what I mean. You'll be like, you know.
It curves to the left a little. You know?
And this is my action figure right here, you
if
ladies.
You know what I mean.
You like to see that. You see that.
Like you.
You see that there. And this is flaccid. So.
Yes, thank you. So, my wife has taught me there's a difference between wood ticks and deer ticks.
Yeah, I think, there's a difference, yes.
Because I've got, like, these little micro ticks on me. These little...
Those are the wood ticks, I think. The deer ticks are bigger.
Now, she had it confused because she was telling me just the opposite.
Really? I thought the deer ticks were bigger.
I've got like these little micro dudes.
Well, Google it. You know what I mean?
Google it.
But only the deer ticks carry the disease, you know?
Well, I had one above my left cheek.
On your face? You didn't notice it?
No, I don't mean my face.
Oh, my God. So did you shave your body?
I was shaving my ass, and I found it, actually. I was doing my own bikini wax.
Was that a tick or a mole?
I was doing my own my own Brazilian, as I like to do. I how you like to scratch your ass in the morning. You know,
it's called the duct tape Brazilian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever like to scratch your ass cheeks a little bit in the morning you get up?
Sure.
I was like, ooh, what's this? There you go.
Something new.
I thought, did I sit on a Cheeto or what is this? Like, oh, man. What is this?
Is it orange? Is it so bloated that it's an orangey red or what? Is it all bumpy?
I don't know. I squished one and like gravy came out. So I'm like, man, I gotta go on a diet. I have got to go on a diet, man. Jeez. No, I'm like, it's freakish. I'm like covered with it. I'm trying to tell people there. I'm like, look out, there's ticks. And I was like, oh, sure, Miles, sure.
They dropped down out of the trees on you and shit.
Yeah, I know. No one believes me. I'm like, ticks, what's that?
Well, if you wear lighter colored clothing, you can see them better when they get on you before they get, like, into your pants.
Yeah, no one Googled me on that, I guess. So
you wear, like, light colors so you can see those little sons of bitches as they try to crawl in your, you know.
Well, I had a neon light, apparently. It's a deer or something, man, because I'm still finding these.
Somehow I can see you bending over to pick a mushroom up and all these things jumping down at your ass crack. Da-da-da!
Da-da-da! Da-da-da! Da-da-da! Da-da-da! So I told my wife, I go, some guys bring home crabs to their wives, and I'm bringing home tits.
Yeah.
So
there you go. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm sure she was just thrilled to hear that.
Thanks, Miles.